This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
Today is a Thursday, and that means Friday is tomorrow, which means Saturday is the next day.
Man, feels like a G-bag tease right there.
There you go.
I'm just kidding, Gavin Dawson.
Did you know they listen?
I know.
And I know. They pay attention.
They have given me a
lot
of crap about that.
You say in particular.
Honestly, we're just pre-gaming for Tolbert Garage Door. Okay, G-Bag Nation's going to be live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite today. Apparently, Bobby's going to be there. I'm going to go by there after the show. It's going to be an extravaganza. And you should definitely go out there.
Everybody should be out there today networking. That's what this is all about, especially in that Mesquite area.
It's a small business day,
small
right?
business networking, man. Get over there and meet some people that you didn't know before. Expand your network. Make some new friends. And I'll tell you this. When it comes to the group over at Tolbert, those are great people. Like every single one of the people over there that I met, I've had them come out to my house multiple times. They tried to help me with the fence a couple times, installed my garage door opener. Great people every time I've ever dealt with them. So having them in your network, good to have around. It's a good group to have. So it'll be a good day. And you get to see the G-Bag Nation, get one of those special tumblers.
Ooh, I like that. Do you think I can still get one of those tumblers?
I would say, are you a Tolo?
Yeah.
Are you a G-Bag National?
Yeah. Then I have a bunch of their flags.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay.
You always steal those flags, though, when nobody's looking, right?
So, I do steal a bunch of those flags when no one's looking.
You really could have just gone on to the next topic.
Yeah, but I don't want to lie about
it.
To add to the Peace-a-thon cash.
We do have a lot of those for Peace-a-thon.
Exactly.
We store those away for Peace-a-thon.
So, I get mine above board from like my personal G-bag flags. But then I definitely have hoarded a couple of extra ones for multiple years that we will have available for Pizza.
Yeah, I went back and found all the ones that I had ordered away. I was like, oh, yeah. Because I always get somebody that's like, hey, man, do you have an extra flag?
Yes.
And I'm like, maybe I do somewhere. Let me go see. And so I try to do the best I can every year. But, you know, I always say, go out and see the G-Bag Nation whenever it's Flagtober. You'll get one.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. Let's go ahead and start with, give me cut number two.
Oh,
none
no.
of them. Look, none of them are going to be super duper positive, but let's talk about the Texas Rangers. I have a couple of questions.
First pitch, bouncing ball right side, speared with a backhand by Berger, but it's going to be a tough flip to Rocker, who is late getting to the bag. Mangum beats it out, and now Rocker, not paying attention, turns his back, and coming around to score is Aranda.
Now, we can talk about the Texas Rangers loss last night if you want. I have a more positive aspect that I kind of sort of want to look at as well. But do you have any lingering thoughts about yesterday's loss aside from it was a disappointment for Rocker across the board, from lack of pitch option variety to not covering the bases to giving up a ton of runs? It was disappointing across the board.
Evan Carter got hit in the face with a baseball that bounced off the wall.
And he didn't come out of the game.
Come out of the game.
I know.
That's positive right there. So he's showing some toughness, and I appreciate that. Before the game, I don't know if you saw, Jake Berger was giving a pep talk to Adolis Garcia, and I was thinking to myself, oh, man, those two might pop out tonight. You know, it might be one of those really good ones. It was not.
But we have a lot of players that pop out.
The rocker moment, though, Kevin, that one specifically, I think we're all going to, you know, dissect that a lot. And that does go back to what we discussed whenever we found out he was in the rotation early in the season, was there were some people that thought he did not have enough experience to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
Other people thought it doesn't matter. We need him pitching right now. Let's get him out there. And at the time, granted, John Gray had gotten hurt. You know, all these injuries were mounting. Cody Bradford. So all this had gone on. But these are the small things of baseball. Pitching is not just getting on a mound and trying to strike everybody out. Pitching is so much more than that. And that's why when Nathan Eovaldi is paying Jake Berger, I don't know what their agreement is, but let's say it's $100 for every time he gives him the assist. That's Nathan Eovaldi saying, I need to make sure I'm doing my job too.
And whether it ends up being Rocker, Bradford is hopefully returning, maybe still in a few weeks. You need these pitchers as you rest the other ones.
Yes.
And like that's going to be, we talked with Boach last week, and hopefully we're going to talk with him today at 12:30. But we talked with Boach last week about that, and he was like, yeah, absolutely. You could see some of these pitchers get rested. And that's why you need people like Rocker and other depth.
And this was his first game back.
For sure.
I think I told you before the season, you agreed with me on this, the Rocker experience was going to be similar to Leiter last year, where it was ups and downs, and you just kind of had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, this was going to be you're just going to have to go through this experience this year, and hopefully he learns from it and comes back better next year. But last night you even saw it. Moments where he looks as sharp as hell, and you're just like, geez, is there another pitcher better than him?
Yeah.
And then other moments where you're just like, where does he even, like, in that ballpark right now? So that's the experience. Hopefully it grows from it, but this team right now needs so much from everybody that you can't have those types of things happen. It just can't.
I'm with you on that. Where would you guys put the Rangers in the power rankings?
25.
Ooh, yikes. Alec, what say you?
23.
Oh, man.
I'm not
a lot of optimism.
Nope.
Hey, Kevin, I'm looking at this real quick. Right now, they said this has 62 games.
Yes.
Are they at 62?
Correct.
They've scored 209 runs.
Oh.
Can you tell me what that is on pace for 100 more games?
Oh, okay. So let's see. They're averaging, what, like 3.3 runs a game?
Okay.
That is horrible. And like 500?
500. Okay.
Maybe probably a little bit more.
All right. Okay.
30?
The lowest the Rangers history, 1972 in 154 games, 461 runs. That's the lowest in their history. Other than that, and this isn't even going back to Washington Senators. I guess you could go up and say there was a couple of years ago they only scored 224 runs, but that was in like a 60-game season.
Yes.
This will be, I think this is going to be the lowest ever run production from the Rangers in the history of the team. That's what's concerning for me right now. 452 in 1981.
Yes.
Aside from that, they're over 500 almost all the time. Over 700 all the time.
That's pretty bad. From the 214, second to last, I'm going to disagree with that because I don't think there's any way you can have them any lower than 28. Because the Rockies are obviously still 30. Though, you know what, let me try that again. The surging Colorado Rockies are in 30th place because they are still 12-50.
Sometimes all you need is a spark, dude.
Yeah, that's fair. The A's are 28, despite the fact that in their... Alec, what do you think the A's record is in their last 21 games?
I'm going to say that they've won 5 games.
One. They're 1-20, and they scored in the bottom of the 8th to win a one-run game in that. So they're 1-20. But you guys aren't too far off in terms of the rankings. The Rangers are down at 20. They moved up from 21 to 20, but obviously at 29 and 33, not a particularly compelling record right there.
The pitching keeps them, you know, in that propelled in promise.
Now, here's the annoying part about that, because obviously you're right.
I know.
So the Rangers are 20th in the power rankings.
All right.
The Mets are third. The reason why I bring that up is the Mets are the only team in baseball that has a better starting ERA than the Rangers. The Mets are 2.87. The Rangers are 2.97. One team is ranked third and is 39-23. The other team...
Rangers?
No,
okay.
It's the Mets.
All right.
And the other team is 10 games worse, and that, of course, is the Rangers. And so they're 10 games worse and all the way down, even though they're 1-2 in terms of pitching. So let's talk about their pitching. Do you think... I know we're all thrilled about the pitching, and we've been complaining about the hitting all season. Do you think... nationally, the Rangers pitching staff as a whole is respected appropriately?
No, because the team's not good. I think if the team was dominating, everybody would look at them and go,
all right.
Oh, man, and look at this pitching. Like, everybody's envious of this right now.
Yeah,
because the pitching is good and they're not winning. I don't think people are paying attention to that. I think they just look at what the outcome was
okay.
And they go, oh yeah, that was it.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Alec, do you feel as though nationally the Rangers pitching staff as a whole is respected?
No, and they're not going to be until they start winning games, if that even happens, or sadly, if some of those guys get moved to teams that do win. And it's an extreme comparison, but it feels like Garrett Crochet in his last year with the White Sox, where it felt like every start he was making, even on an innings restriction, was just perfect. It was amazing. It was fun to watch. But who was actually watching?
Yeah.
Nobody. Every now and then you'd get the Paul Skeens headline of, hey, he went 8 innings, didn't get any run support, but he went 8 innings, you know, and that's what it feels like here to me.
Now, because of that, I did a little bit of an investigation. So I've taken the Rangers, particularly Evaldi, Malley, and DeGrom.
I feel like we need some investigation music.
Oh, yeah.
Alec, if we can at some point come up with investigation music for the future.
I don't know
what investigation music is. But I will ask some people.
So Eno Saris.
I saw Alec's face go, work.
Yeah. Well, I think he thought you wanted it at this exact second.
Like, and he's like,
I don't have that ready to go. With The Athletic put together a ranking of starting pitchers for the rest of the season. So let's take a look at Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom has the 11th best ERA in baseball.
Okay.
2.34. His ranking... 14th. Okay. So that's about right. Good job. Nathan Eovaldi has the second best ERA in all of baseball. 1.56. Where do you think he is in the pitcher's rankings?
22nd.
Alec?
I'm right there with Corey.
All right. You guys are so close. It's 23rd.
Dang it.
Except it's 33rd.
Oh, my gosh. Except it's 43rd.
Except it's 43rd. And this time I'll stop there. 43rd on the rankings. And you're like, well, that is absurd.
Huh.
Hold that thought for one more second. Tyler Malley, 2.02 ERA. That is the 7th best in Major League Baseball. Where do you think he is in the pitcher rankings?
I will say 7th, obviously.
Oh, man, you're going to be really bummed.
At this rate, you'd probably think, 45th, the way that they're getting respected?
Yeah, you said 7th.
By the way, DeGrom is 38th in strikeouts with 66. Evaldi's 22nd in strikeouts with 73.
And
so he has a better ERA and he has more strikeouts. I don't know what the problem is.
That is what's rocketed him up to 43rd. Now, you jokingly said 7th. He's not even 70th.
Oh, my gosh.
He is 86th.
I'm going home.
On the list. So,
I think
El's point is very well made about the fact that the Rangers are mediocre. And, it looks like
they
don't
get
these...
no respect around
all these,
here.
Exactly. All these pitchers should be, 7-1. 8-2, something like something ridiculous like that. So even though Evaldi 2nd, Malley 7th, DeGrom 11th in ERA, the only one even close, because obviously he has the biggest name, is DeGrom at 14th. And the pitching ratings for the rest of the way, Evaldi 43rd and Malley 86th. So it could be because of the winning. It could be because just people don't particularly believe, which I find harder to understand with Evaldi, Because, like, you've literally seen how he can lead a team to a World Series.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. With Mally, I get it. Coming off the injury is just a little bit more, but even still.
And his history. Like, I guess his history actually was good when he was on a bad team.
Yeah.
He's on a bad team again this year, it looks like.
I remain concerned about the strikeout to walk ratio. We talked about that maybe on Monday or Tuesday. I wasn't overwhelmed by it the other day. Just keep an eye out on that if he struggles. I do think it's going to be that balance of strike to walk ratio that's going to take him down.
Somebody asked what the ERA change was for after Rockers, like how it affected the starting rotation.
Oh, yeah,
ERA.
That is a good question.
I'm trying to go track that down right now.
Not as bad as you might think. Like, it probably changed at like 0.3.
Yeah.
So, and you're behind, or 0.03, excuse me. You're behind 2.87 to 2.97. So you're behind by a tenth of a point. I don't think it would have changed. To be fair, I didn't check the math on that, but I don't think it would have changed it that bad after one start. But even then, like, you're right there.
They scored 64 runs, though. Would that change
then
it?
Then probably, yes. If Kumar Rocker would have given up 64 runs in 3 1/3, I think most of my questions to Boach today would have been,
what happened?
But once we get to the 20th run, right, or the 30th.
That's when he's like, look, he needed to live in that one.
Yeah.
He needed to wear it.
Our bullpen was depleted. We wanted to make some history.
Yeah.
And like, I would feel comfortable saying that I do not believe another starting pitcher would ever give up 64 runs in a start. Again, I would feel comfortable making that statement. But look, my point is, and y'all's point is very well made, that it's probably because the overall lack of winning by the team, but you have three of those pitchers in the top 11.
Three.
And you have one in the rankings of the top 40. That makes no sense. ERA, three in the top 11. People's rankings, one in the top 40. That's madness.
It is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you feel any better that Edmonton beat Florida the exact same way they beat Dallas? Or the Nintendo Switch 2 is out today.
Switch it.
So we ask, what is your favorite gaming system of all time? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half boards under pressure. Turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McDavid in front. One time and score! Leon Draisaitl! Four!
I like that call. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, you brought up before the series against the Stars started that you forgot how much you hated hearing the name Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah, dude.
He got the game winner last night. I will say the pass from Corey Perry to Connor McDavid was a thing of beauty. And then the way Connor McDavid knew immediately to dump it off to Draisaitl, who, I mean, like the chump goalie had no shot on that. Edmonton wins 4-3. Canada goes crazy. Do you think this is the year that Canada will finally win the American Cup known as the Stanley Cup?
They looked like the team last night. Obviously, at home in front of their crowd was super, super helpful. I want to see that go back because isn't the saying it's not a series until somebody wins on the road?
Pretty sure
Mike made that up and said it on air one time. Maybe it was Carter. Who knows? But I want to see that first. But right now, based on how things looked last night, they were playing defense the same way that they did against the Stars, and they were stifling things before like Florida could get through. Now, Florida's a better offense.
They had the lead the vast majority of the game. Yes,
but then what happened? I mean, a very bad play in overtime ends up losing the game for them. Like, that was an unfortunate bounce that
flipped to the delay of game that led to the power play.
I think it was Connor McDavid. Did you see him? I think it was him. As it happened, he just started waving bye-bye to him because he was like, oh, yeah, you're out of here. You're going to the box.
So Draisaitl scores about a minute in. He also ends the game. Edmonton takes the 1-0 lead with a 4-3 overtime win. Game two will be tomorrow. But right now, we're going to bring in Carter Freeman.
Who? So, Carter? Anything? Oh, that's right. You don't come on the radio.
Lies. Gavin Dawson, you liar. Jeez. You know where liars go.
What an amazing cut that is. So several weeks ago, Carter was supposed to be on the program. We had a Tuesday tailgate planned. But Corey, what happened on Monday night that prevented that?
Oh, sports.
We got Cooper Flagg in the draft lottery.
And I can't believe that took priority over the LSU-SMU series that got planned like the same day.
It did. So we bumped Carter, but he's back.
College football.
Yeah. No, actually, this time we're going to talk about video games.
He's our gamer gadget expert.
And I hope that's okay because...
Have they had you on Gavin's Gadgets yet to talk about this?
Ooh, they have not. And I wonder when the last time Gavin's Gadgets happened, because anytime it does and I'm sitting there in the back, I'm kind of like, oh, you know, yeah, this is must listen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder why ba-dum-ba. Gavin wouldn't have Carter on for Gavin's Gadgets, even if they did that segment.
Carter, anything? Oh, that's right. You don't come on the radio.
That right there is the reason that I used to think you two hated each other. That does sound aggressive.
We've had little spats, you know, and there's no communication. It's just looks from, you know, in here to producer's cup. So
I like it.
Emotions can be mistranslated.
So the Twitch 2 came out today, and apparently GameStop's already dominating and Nintendo are dominating because they've been stapling the receipts to the Twitch 2.
This is GameStop in Staten Island.
Okay.
They stapled receipts to the Switch 2's box and punctured the screens.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know how these things are boxed, but they said they blamed the boxing of Nintendo for it. But
it is a smaller box than the last one because I do have a shelf.
That's always the goal.
I do have a shelf in my apartment with the Switch box on it. And that's, you know, I don't know. I noticed, you know, ordering the new one, looking at the old one, they've kind of, I guess they're saving cardboard, saving paper. I don't know.
Good job, Nintendo.
Less styrofoam, maybe?
Yeah, just not saving the console if you're puncturing straight through the box.
And I wonder how that goes, because I'm sure, like, obviously this is in really high demand. I don't think they have extra ones sitting around, and the other people are like, hey, I reserve mine, just tape the receipt on there. So our question is, a partially excitement level for the Switch 2, of course, but what is your favorite all-time gaming system and why? And Carter, I know this is going to be a tough question for you because you love video gaming. What is your favorite singular console?
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be Nintendo because that's where I started. Started at the N64, and I've gotten every, you know, successive console. GameCube, Wii, Wii U. Yes, I actually bought the Wii U. No one else seemed to have that, but that was actually a great console.
If you did the Nintendo 64, quick side question, because I know this one wasn't successful. I thought at the time it was amazing. Did you ever get down with the Dreamcast?
I didn't. I was a little too young. Okay. And, you know, the N64 was the big thing at the time. So yeah. That's what my parents got me. But I know that there's some, like, really, like, a lot of the Sonic the Hedgehog games on the Dreamcast got released on other consoles.
And there's a fishing game on there that was freaking amazing graphic-wise. And now multiple people are like, thank you for doing this segment. I honestly had no idea why there were lines of people outside GameStops this morning.
And Ruben, one of our engineers here, said he wanted to go by a Target this morning to see if he could get one. Yeah. I told him there's going to be a line, and that line could have started lining up last night. Like, yeah. I have no idea. So when, yeah. Once he gets in today, I can't wait to talk to him, see what he saw.
Okay.
But if I'm going favorite console, it's very difficult, but I think I'm going to go with the Switch. The most recent iteration. I think from the way they marketed it and the way that they lined up all the games that came out with it, for the first couple of years of its release, the last couple of years, there hasn't been a ton for it, but it was just nonstop. It was Mario Odyssey. It was Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which I think Breath of the Wild is the best video game ever made.
Yeah, and my sons loved that game.
The new one's really good. Tears of the Kingdom, it's 2 years old at this point. The one's really good, but the first one is just phenomenal. And then there's new Splatoon games. The Super Smash Brothers game that came out for it is...
I have played Splatoon.
Yes, Splatoon. And so there are just so many games from so many franchises that you love that I think are the best of their respective franchises on the Switch. That's where I'm going to go.
All right. He says the Switch.
Okay.
Corey Majors, what say you?
So the Switch power is a little, like, it's still a little behind, right? Like, it's like to a PS5.
100%.
And so, but you still have the ability to take it wherever you want, and there's a lot of fun things to it. The PS5 right now, gorgeous. Like, it's everything on it is amazing. But I loved the Sega Genesis. That was, I played Sonic. Sega! Is that the one?
Or Sega.
Yeah. Sega does what Nintendo don't. Yes. Right? That was their phrase back in the day.
Sonic.
I like that.
Ninja Gaiden, all those games that we played on the Sega were just, and I also had the Sega handheld at one point. That was fun.
The Game Gear?
Yeah,
is that what that was
Gear.
Called?
It was really fun. It was nice to be able to play that in the car.
Okay. Oh no. Oh, no.
Kevin's tranquility bracelet just broke.
Oh, Jess is gonna be so sad
about
this.
It snapped and just popped and it went everywhere, all the beads.
He hates the Game Gear.
So it was Noah. I was actually, oh, that's really sad. That's not going to fit anymore.
You're going to get another string.
Yeah, this is one of those bracelets. I don't know if other people have it. Jess got this for everyone in our family. It's got a little animal that you, like, adopt.
What animal did you have?
An elephant. Because
an elephant never forgets.
And you can track it in the wild. My elephant's in Africa.
You had it. Seems like it's falling apart.
And you were
going
to be closer to your elephant in August when you get to Germany.
True. If anybody was ever going to spill a whole bunch of beads in here, wouldn't you have thought it was RJ? Hey.
What was your favorite console, Kevin?
My favorite console of all time.
Kevin.
Too far. Look.
10:30.
You know what? You all make really good points. I'm going to go with the Nintendo 64. Now, this is also a product of when I was most a gamer, because kind of what you're talking about, the Nintendo 64 and the GameCube were the ones that immediately, like, jumped to mind. GameCube, of course, had incredible Simpsons games that no other platform outside the arcade really seemed to master. And they had some really cool SpongeBob games as well that I loved. But Nintendo 64, it had the Episode 1 Pod Racer game.
Oh, that game was so much fun.
Thought was the best. And then also No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000 and WCW NWO Revenge, the three best wrestling games of all time, partially because of where my video game fandom stopped as well. And so I think the Nintendo 64 is my favorite video game system of all time.
I have a question about the PlayStation. Like, I think Madden and everybody really took hold of it there. Did the PlayStation open up like everything else? Like, I know the door was kind of, hey, there's a door here with the gaming systems, with the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo. But I feel like the PlayStation just expanded the world for everything, because the ability, like all the games were just different at that point.
I agree with, sorry, Carter, I just want to see if you agree with this as well. I agree with the expansion of a lot of things. I always thought the Genesis did a really good job of making it as if Nintendo wouldn't rule the video game world forever. No,
that, yeah, that makes
because
sense.
Because in the ashes of the Atari and their failed follow-up and Nintendo took over, there was a time when Genesis was like, no, we're right there.
Yeah, it was a real console war. And then it came because the Super Nintendo and the Genesis were going head-to-head.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the Sega console that came directly, because there's something in between the Genesis and the Dreamcast. The Saturn. It was a Sega Saturn.
That's right.
That one did not sell as well as, like, the N64, you know, ruled the 90s, right?
And I thought the Game Gear was cool. Sorry, and I broke my bracelet. But it just sapped the battery strength. That's when I learned about rechargeable batteries, because it was Game Boy, but it was in color. And my mom's like, I'm not buying you all of these batteries anymore. So we had to get, like, the charger and the rechargeable batteries, because it just sapped your battery so fast.
I think the PlayStation, I guess in a way it opened the door, but I think the PS2 was the one that really, like, just because it's the best-selling video game console of all time. Yeah. Like, the Switch is really close, but the PlayStation 2, that was in everyone's household. And that kind of, you got to a point where Nintendo was far behind technologically, right? Like, yes. The games are still great, and it's still that way where, like, the Nintendo stuff isn't as powerful, but the games are fun.
And they kinda really keep it in-house. Do they still keep it where Nintendo games, a lot of them are only Nintendo games? Like, I know with Mario and Zelda, they're like, I will never option this out to play on any other system.
It is very much its own thing. And they obviously kind of got a little gimmicky with, like, the Wii and the motion controls and stuff like that. And obviously the Switch with the handheld aspect to it. They're very much doing their own thing. Because then once you got to the PS2, that's when Microsoft got in the game, right? So you had the Xbox with Halo. And if the Xbox didn't have Halo, you wouldn't have Xbox today, right?
Yeah.
Then the 360, which I had a 360 instead of a PS2 or PS3. But that was the real console war of that time.
Is that what it's called?
That is a great question. I
was never really an Xbox person.
I think we're past the one. I do want to look that up, though, because whenever the PS5 came out, there was a new Xbox that came out as well.
Okay. I'm sure people will help us out momentarily. From the 682, the PS2, and the Nintendo 64, the original Sega was the best. I think a lot of people assume the original Sega was the Genesis instead of, like, the Sega Master System or whatever it was called.
Xbox. Was that the one that had the Genie, the Game Genie? Nintendo had that too, though.
Yeah, and I remember when that came out, they're like, all those games, you sucked and you couldn't beat. Now you can beat them. Like, that and Nintendo Power would help you solve it. Now, like, the internet exists, and so you don't really need that. From the 972, Xbox One Prime Fortnite days were the peak of gaming. N64, Ocarina of Time.
KG said Super Nintendo favorite. Kevin Gray, by the way. Super Nintendo favorite game ever, King Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run. So,
did you ever play that game Pilot Wings?
Yes.
Or P-Wings? Yeah, I always thought that was...
That's a...
Okay.
That's a stage in Smash Bros.
That's a good there, Alec. That was a very good
All right, Alec, what's your favorite console? I guess I already took it too far and set a dangerous precedent in this segment.
Oh, breaking beads.
Yeah, speaking of the PSP, the PlayStation Portable, will forever have my heart. Because that is one of the very first consoles I actually got to use, because my dad had two of them. So, he had the OG, but he somehow got his hands on the Star Wars limited edition one that had the Darth Vader, like, print on the back, and it came with Star Wars Battlefront, the white one. Yeah. So he had both of those. He would take the limited edition one with him to work. Or whenever he was trapped.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Traveling or whatever, and I would have the regular stock one at home, and I would play all the Star Wars Battlefronts, Raw versus SmackDown 2011, all of those games. That was my first introduction into video games.
And see, as much as I love the Nintendo 64, I was the worst at GoldenEye. Like, Corey has talked about some of his strategy in GoldenEye. I hated playing GoldenEye because I always thought, like, okay, I can't compete 1v1, but maybe if I can, like, perch up somewhere. And then I would always see the back of my head in someone else's
That's
screen.
The moment. That's the moment right there is whenever you would look over and go, oh, crap, that's me.
It was a controller for that, too, I think, because in the GoldenEye Celebrated is one of the best games on the N64.
Yeah, I just wasn't good at it.
But people love it so much that they've made mods to, you know, control it, like mouse and keyboard with different, like, GameCube controllers over the years because they want to play it. But the N64 Trident controller is so, like, clunky trying to play a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
I feel like that ups the difficulty.
From the 469, PS2 was the best, but the Dreamcast was severely underrated. I agree with that. And Xbox Series S in Series X.
Yes, the new ones.
What people are saying.
And I do want to shout out the 3DS. If we're talking handheld consoles, I was not originally going to buy in on it with because there was that whole 3D phase in like the early 2010s, and Nintendo got in on it. But there are a ton of, like, they are console-worthy games that you can take, you know, on the fly. And I'm a huge Pokemon guy, so that was where a lot of the new Pokemon games are coming out. I thought all the ones for the 3DS were awesome. All the ones for the DS were awesome. I mean, obviously, Nintendo had a, you know, stranglehold on the, like, the portable stuff for a long time, and it was sad to see them kind of merge it because I always liked having the home ones and having the, you know, ones on the road. But the Switch 2 is supposed to be their most powerful console yet, and I'm excited to get my hands on it.
Okay, I was gonna say, so you are going to you can.
Before I came on, I got a notification that my order had shipped because I pre-ordered it back in April, and it's supposed to come in next week.
You go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. How do you get in a fight before the game even starts? Next on The Fan.
And a fly down the right field line. That one heading toward the stands. And that's going to be a fair ball. And that ball is gone. It's out of here. He tucked it in there. And he walks it off. Seydon Rafaela with a home run. A two-run shot. And the Red Sox steal a win here. They walk it off in the ninth inning on a home run that barely got there.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And as you just heard, that was a short home run. Rafaela, his home run went 308 feet. With an exit velocity of 94 miles per hour. Since StatCast started tracking, which is not...
Seems like the softest short home run ever.
Well, to that point, since StatCast started tracking home runs... I want StatCat now. In 2015, so 10 years, no walk-off home run has ever traveled a shorter distance.
Really?
Than the 308 feet. That Rafaela's went.
Well, there you go.
Now, before the game, though, it might have gotten even more heated because coaches, There's a couple of coaches that started like kind of talking to each other. It looked like it was going to burn out, but then another coach came up, and then some players who looked like they were getting ready to warm up, they started getting involved in the conversation, and it just kept going and going and going. And it wasn't like a full-blown brawl or anything like that, but there was definitely a heated dust-up before the game even begins.
I always love when stuff like this happens. I honestly, except for it is kind of weird. It's during batting practice.
Yes.
Everybody has their bats out. Like, if you're going to fight, everybody's already holding a bat. But
oh yeah,
in the NBA, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more. In the NFL, it happens almost once a year.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, I'm always like, dude, those guys walk out on the court, I guess because they turn their backs to each other and focus on the basket. I don't know, but it seems like there should be more.
I think the other reason is because they don't usually play a lot consecutively against one another, because apparently this argument had been brewing for a day or two. So Angels pitcher Tyler Anderson, Red Sox first base coach Jose Flores, they were getting into it. Flores was accused of previously stealing signals from Anderson from the game, I believe it was on Monday, where he gave up five runs. So that when Anderson saw Flores at practice, he decided, well, we're going to have it out right here and right now. And like you said, with all those people walking by, inevitably more people got kind of like sucked into the vortex of the fight.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, maybe we need more of this in baseball. I think every series should have a one-on-one box. Like, everybody gets to choose one boxer, and they go get an extra run to start the game with, or an extra run.
Does it have to be somebody in the organization?
Somebody on the team goes out. They all meet at the mound, and they box for a little bit, and then winner, you get a one run per game, based on who wins.
Yeah.
So if it's two game series, it's only two runs.
Man.
And the Rangers could definitely use that.
How fascinating. Yeah, that's
right. I'd send Berger and Dolas out there.
How fascinating would it be the way organizations might change it up just a little bit? Because they're like, hey, look at this MF over here. I know he didn't hit the ball a lot, but man, he will punch your lights out.
Again, though. Yeah. And then you'd bring an Odor back just for that.
Now, man, good point.
Designated swinger.
Let's talk about. Now stop trying to bait me into another RJ joke, okay? We've already had one in the last segment.
I didn't.
I said stop trying. For the Twins, their right-handed starter Pablo Lopez is expected to miss 8 to 12 weeks with a grade 2 strain in his shoulder. Let's move on from that to a heartwarming story. Are you ready for your heart to be warmed?
Yep.
We talked about Ellie De La Cruz. He found out that his sister had died before the game on Sunday, went out, pointed to the sky, hit a home run. It was a delightful moment after, like, obviously a lot of sadness. Well, Cubs fan Brendan Daly, who is the one who caught the baseball, and remember, he posted on social media, he's like, I just caught Ellie De La Cruz's 50th home run. How cool is that? And that's before I think people knew. Well, he has already come out and said, like, as a human being, not only do I have the deepest condolences for his parents and him, but it made me kind of stop and realize what a feel-good story it would be to try and get the ball back to Ellie. So he is like, if you want it, it's yours.
If you want it, come and get it. Nah, 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 nah. Like that? Seriously, though.
I don't think so.
This is one of those situations where I wouldn't even think about money.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Hey, I was lucky to be in the seat when that happened, and now we're connected in a way.
So he has actually gone out of his way to reach out to the Reds, and he said, I finally got in touch with somebody in the Reds organization.
The Reds didn't already track this down? That's ridiculous.
Which it seems a little bit weird, but he goes, yeah, once we get in touch, I'm happy to facilitate the return.
I like that.
And so I just think that that's really cool at a time when it's like, well, it's going
to
cost you.
I would want to hand it to him.
Yeah.
I would want to be the one to hand that ball over and say, hey, man, and hear what he has to say, like, hear his thank you.
Don't you kind of think Ellie would appreciate that?
Absolutely.
As well?
A thousand percent.
He's like, thanks for catching the ball. Thanks for giving
sure.
it back to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's talk about the automated balls and strike system. Now, there does seem to be some conflicting reports about this over the last week or so. Yeah, I don't want you to get ejected.
Okay.
There were reports going around that it looked like maybe it was going to be pushed off until 2027. Manfred has said they will propose using the ABS challenge system potentially next season. So by most metrics, it feels like not only will this be proposed, but probably accepted by next season or the 2027 season. You saw how it worked in spring training, and I have to admit, it worked way better, way quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah, no, I thought it would take an hour, you know, for each one, and I was like, this is going to be ridiculous. But, I mean, it was less than 17, sometimes less than 11 seconds to get it rolling. And if you're getting the call right, everybody's a little happier. That's the whole key. And again, it just all it was a tap from any of the people that decided they wanted the tap. Anybody that felt like they were done unjustly. Now, how many of those do they get a game? Can you just do it all game?
I think it's just two for now, unless you get them both. And then it's kind of like the challenge system in that perspective. But that might change.
Yeah, I do kind of like, I don't want people just being like, no, like you got to be real smart with it. But I feel like you should have an unlimited version of them.
Especially if it moves that fast. I'm not sure if they would tweak it down to the challenge system or if they would go with what you said.
And can you think about this for a second? You have now shown that umpire up in the first inning.
But he can't get revenge on you because if there's unlimited, then you just tap again.
But if you only have three, and you've done it 1-2, first, second, and sixth inning, and in the ninth inning, you're screwed.
You better swing at that pitch in the dirt.
Yeah.
Because that's a strike.
Yeah. So that's where I kind of find that to be a little obscure area they need to figure out.
Now I'm going to give you guys as many guesses as you want to figure this out. Pete Crow Armstrong, which we talked about yesterday as being part of the All Fun team, he became the fourth fastest player in MLB history to reach 15 home runs and 20 stolen bases in his career. Only took him 60 games. Alec, if you want to start with this, can you name any of the other players in the top six? So Pete Crow Armstrong, 15 home runs, 20 stolen bases, fourth fastest in history to get there. Who else do you think could be on this list?
We just talked about him. Is Ellie on there?
Ooh, Ellie De La Cruz is not on the list. I might give you one more guess because I don't think you guys are going to get it.
I'll get all of them.
You can get one of them. I believe that.
I think Barry Bonds is one of them.
Ooh, incorrect. Bobby Bonds.
Oh.
From 1973, he made the cut, but the list goes like this.
Griffey.
Nope. Too good. Eric Davis,
all right.
Ken Williams, he's in 1922, so don't worry about it. Bobby Bonds, then in fifth, Bo Jackson, tied for sixth, Reggie Sanders, and Chris Sabo.
I'm surprised you even said Bo Jackson's name. I felt like you would probably just try and omit him from history.
No, Bo Jackson could definitely play 61 games.
Jeez, dude.
After that, unfortunately, probably not. But Chris Sabo is on that list as well. I thought Chris Sabo was a badass back in the day because of those glasses and his haircut.
Why I thought he was a badass back in the day? Because I got 7,000 Diamond Kings cards of his. And I was like, this dude must be awesome because I have so many of his cards. Obviously, they want me to know who he is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Deron Bland could be a bright side for the Cowboys this season, but they still shouldn't re-sign him, right? Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.